Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, 17 till the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, the one and only. Hope you check out my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com and ageofthecustomer.com. That's the one for my new book, The Age of the Customer. Stephen Moore is our guest. Steve's a good friend, longtime Brain Trust member, chief economist at the Heritage Foundation, and the co-author of the new book, An Inquiry into the Nature and Causes of the Wealth of States. The subtitle is even longer. Steve, have you checked with Adam Smith about this title?
He may come after us for copyright infringement, but that was the great book that explained the wealth of nations. You know, why some countries get rich and others. And what we're talking about in this book is why some states get rich and others don't. And I'll give you just one statistic that I think will blow you away, Jim. You know, if you compare California and Texas, those are our two largest states. Yep. Texas, over the last 5 years, has gained 1 million jobs. 1 million jobs. California, over the last 5 years, has lost 500,000 jobs. That tells you everything. Texas is pro-growth, pro-business. They want businesses to grow and expand and be successful. California treats businesses like they're enemy combatants.
Tell us what the difference is. What are the government differences?
Well, I'll give you one big one that has a huge impact on small medium sized business. Jim, most small and medium sized businesses and subchapter S companies, how do they pay their income taxes? As individuals on the personal income tax. Right. Exactly.
Even if they're an S corp,
S corps as well. Now here's the thing. S corps in California, if they're successful, pay a 13% income tax. 13%. You go to Texas, you know what they pay in Texas?
Zero.
Zero. Don't think that's an incentive to move?
Yeah. Well, let me tell you something else I haven't got to this part of your book, but just in case you hadn't thought to bring this up, there's one other thing that I really admire about Texas, and I wish every state, in fact, I wish Washington would do this. Their legislature meets every other year. Why is that not a great model?
It is a great model because you know what we have in Washington is a professional political class that thinks they can run everything in our life. You know,
Democrats Steve, hold on. Democrats and Republicans belong to the political class.
Of course. That's the reason my friend Eric Cantor lost in Virginia because he had come to Washington to be part of as a renegade to try to shake things up, and then he became part of the system. You know, there's an old saying everyone comes to Washington to clean out the swamp, and then they learn it's not a swamp, it's a hot tub, and they jump right in.
Exactly. Well, you know, if you watched Star Trek: Next Generation, they had some segments on there where they had the Borg, this alien force of androids, and one of the things that the Borg would say to you is, "Resistance is futile. You will be assimilated." That's the way it is in Washington.
Right. Yep. And so you're right. The states that have a kind of hands-off attitude towards business and let them do their thing, those are the states that are doing really well. Whereas, the states that are getting creamed are states where you keep regulating the businesses. Another factor, by the way, that is a huge factor in whether a state is growing or not and developing businesses and creating jobs is whether the state has a right-to-work law. Most of the southern states and western states...
Tell the audience right-to-work. What that means.
That means that you, a worker in a state that has a right-to-work law, cannot be compelled against their will to join a union. It does not say that you can't have unions. You can have unions in a right-to-work state. It simply means that you can't force workers against their will to join the union.
Here's the worst part about it, though. The problem is not so much what you don't have to do in a right-to-work state as it is what you have to do in a state that isn't right-to-work.
Exactly.
Tell them that.
You have to pay union dues.
Even if you're not a member of the union.
Yeah. Even if, and also, you know, as you know, a lot of those union dues aren't used for collective bargaining or, you know, health insurance or anything like that. They're used for political purposes. And right. What do you do if you're a union member who does not agree with the, you know, with the union agenda? You still have to pay for the, you know, that's a right, that violates your right to speech.
Right. So there, you studied 11 states primarily, didn't you?
Pardon me?
You studied 11 states primarily in your book.
Yeah, well, look at the 9 states. There are 9 states that have no income tax. Those are Texas, Tennessee, Wyoming, South Dakota, Florida, New Hampshire, Washington. I'm probably forgetting one or two.
Wyoming.
Wyoming. And those are all states that are growing. And that's because, you know, you get a huge advantage. Meanwhile, in the state I'm from, I don't know if you know this, Jim, I'm from Illinois. You know, they used to have a 3% income tax. Well, 2 years ago, they raised the income tax to 6%. Now they're going to raise it to 9%. I mean, it's crazy.
Well, let me ask you a question. What do you say to the people who say the state has to have money to do its business? What do you say to those people about that?
We have a whole chapter in our book about this. Guess what? Texas does not have an income tax. California has a 13% income tax. We found that the state services are better in Texas than they are. The schools are better in Texas.
Where does Texas get its operating money?
Well, first of all, they're more frugal. They don't waste money, right?
Right.
And, you know, and number two, they have a sales tax and property taxes instead of an income tax, and that's a better way to collect money.
Exactly. Steve, hold on to that thought. Okay, folks, the book, get ready for this, An Inquiry into the Nature and Causes of the Wealth of States. It's all about studying the states that are working and the states that aren't and how to use this as a model for America. Tintail, right back with Steve Moore. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.